Hollywood turns to board games like Risk for inspiration. Hollywood is turning to board games and video games as the basis for new blockbusters amid suggestions studios are running out of original ideas. The latest children's favorite to get the cinematic treatment will be Space Invaders, the 1980s arcade game. A film version of Asteroids, a similarly minimalist computer game, is already in the works. Board games set for the big screen include Risk, beloved of armchair generals in which players use their armies in a battle played out over a map of the world. And next May, we'll see the release of Battleship, a monster $200 million epic based on the board game in which competitors try to sink opponents' navies. It will star Liam Neeson and the singer Rihanna in her film debut in a plot based on an alien invasion at sea. The race among Hollywood studios to acquire rights to board and video games follows the success of recent efforts to make movies based on children's toys. Among those who have secured the film rights to Space Invaders is Lorenzo Di Bonaventura, a producer on the recent movies based on Transformers and G.I. Joe toys. The idea of making Transformers films initially met with some skepticism, but the trio of films has so far made more than $2 billion at the box office and sent studio executives scurrying to ask their children what the next toy movie should be. Sony Pictures has bought the rights to film Risk from toy maker Hasbro. It says the strategic thinking and tactical gambles involved in the game will make for an action-packed, thrilling story. A film version of Monopoly is also in development. Hasbro chief executive Brian Goldner said it would be about property, ownership, and the play pattern of the game. Other future films include Ouija, a supernatural adventure based on a board game about conjuring up spirits. There is also one inspired by Candyland, a board game which is among the first played by young American children because it does not require being able to read or count.